Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 3-2 loss to St Mirren in the quarter-final of the League Cup tonight. We were always going to lose a game this season, but could it have not been last week against Poznan? An utter spineless and gutless performance from the team tonight. They have quite rightly been given a lot of praise this season, and I know it might sound maybe reactionary, however, they are due criticism when they play that badly tonight. That performance was disgusting from the team. It really was. There was no fight, there was no urgency, there was no spirit, there was just no awareness, and it looked to me as if it was almost a bit of complacency that had creeped in. We thought that Celtic were out, were easily going to get this trophy. The fans, including myself, were, I think, are to blame for part of that as well. However, tonight that was all down to the players and the way we played. An utter joke of a performance, it really was. And they wore the new retro top. It looked absolutely stunning, but if it was to honour the players of old, then they certainly dishonoured it tonight, and if anything, it was a retro performance of the early 2020, because it was not acceptable in the slightest. As I said, the players have heaped a lot of praise and justifiable praise, but it means absolutely nothing if you don't win the trophy at the end of it. Tonight, once again, we've failed that task of getting the first trophy of the season, getting a bit of silverware for the first time in years, and getting a bit of feel-good back about the club for having that silverware, and they failed. Not good enough in the slightest. All credit to St Mirren. They played brilliantly tonight. They chased every single ball. They never gave us any time at all in the ball. They were the hungrier. They looked as if they wanted it. Contrast that with us, where we just thought we could turn up, and that's exactly what it looked like tonight. We made four changes from Dundee United, obviously with Morelos being out. People are saying this is what happens when you don't play your strongest 11. I'm sorry, but anybody try and tell us who the strongest 11 is just now, because we've got a squad of players who are all playing out their skin up until this game, obviously. And to me, other than Barisic and maybe Kamara coming out of the team who were on the bench, every other player was a normal starting 11, so I don't understand that thinking, but that's a story for another day. It started very decently, however that quickly turned into really a very pedestrian at times. We lacked clear-cut chances, we're largely in control, however we'd done absolutely nothing with it. St Mirren had a 10-minute spell in the first half when they had a lot of possession, and then they got their penalty as well. We went a goal up on the 6th minute with Goldson. We had a lot of possession in the St Mirren half, putting pressure on them. The ball was in the box on the left, it was haphazardly cleared out, comes to Goldson on the right hand side, who drove the ball forward on the right, got to the edge of the box and hit a shot to the left and into the back of net, which was a cracking goal. And then a penalty to St Mirren on the 38th minute. Aimless ball chipped forward into our box. A really clumsy tackle from Bassey. I can't even say it was a tackle, to be honest, because he just seemed to barge into him. Naivety, inexperience. Did the player go down a wee bit easy? Potentially, but it was still a penalty. There's no taking away from that. Really poor one to give away as well. It wasn't even as if it was a proper crunching challenge or even a handball these days, but it was just a really clumsy and poor thing to give away, and they drew level on the 39th minute because they converted the penalty. So into the second half, it never really got much better, to be honest. St Mirren seemed a lot more up for it, and they got their goal on the 52nd minute. Down the right hand side, beats Bassey, cuts into the box, defence asleep again, allows a simple passing to beat everyone, a couple of touches back and forward between two players, and then kind of almost like walked it into the back of the net, just poor all round. The defendant again didn't want to stick a challenge in, again poor from Bassey there. And then after that, we still didn't really switch on. We were just, I wouldn't even say we were pegged back. St Mirren were closing us down quickly, yes, but we were just so pedestrian. And if a team's going to close you down so quickly, you need to have your other players who are off the ball moving about to allow the players on the ball to pass. And none of the players seemed to want to do that tonight. They were trying to use their raw skill alone, which not always going to get you the results that you want. You need to work for it, and that means moving sometimes. And it was a carbon copy of, you know, the early 2020 Rangers, because there was just no movement. We were so static. We were just thinking that things were going to work for us without actually having to put the work in. And the players failed with that tonight. Made a few changes as well. Bassey and Arfield off, Davis and Barisic on, Itten and Zungu off, Defoe and Kamara on. We didn't have the ball in the back of the net on the 64th minute, however, the ball had just strayed off past the byline and out of play before Roof could whip it in. Balogun had to go off in the 83rd minute. He had picked up a head knock after the player jumps up going for the ball, leads with his elbow, and it went right into the head of Balogun. It looked completely out of it, to be honest. Well, we see if that comes up on the compliance officer. Clearly won't, you know, that's part of parcel. The guy did lead with the elbow. Know that I'm saying that was what cost us the game at all, but it was just a number of things that the referee got completely wrong tonight. However, we drew a goal back on the 88th minute with Davis scoring. Tavernier with a free kick on the corner of the box on the left, up and over the wall. A fantastic free kick that hit off the post, bounces back out to Davis, who ended up hitting a bit of a sclaff shot off the ground and into the left side of the goal. And we thought we'd pegged it back now and we're going to go into extra time. How wrong was I? Because more or less right from that, St Mirren scored on the 91st minute. We had lost possession in midfield, just a slack back pass, I think it was. Ended up in a couple of corners. The second corner, and it came in from the right, initially knocked away by McGregor, right out back out to the St Mirren player on the left, who lobs the ball back into the middle. A great header, goal bound, a great save by McGregor, and then a close range follow-up shot into the back of the net. Completely unmarked. Tavernier should have been on him tight, wasn't on him. And still, these defensive frailties have been creeping back into the team over the last couple of games. And that's what's, again, one of the major things that's cost us. So there's really no much that else I can say. A very bitterly disappointing and anger-inducing performance from the team tonight. Lost the first chance to go for a trophy, probably our best chance of getting anything this year. I've seen some of the comments already tonight. I'm not going to say I can justify some of what I've seen, but I can understand some of the anger that's out there just now, given the performance we put in tonight, given the disappointment, given the fact that this was a massive opportunity to get that hoodoo off our back. It is going to feel like the players have bottled it again, because how else can you take it? Because we've been in a prime position tonight and they've blown it. The important thing for the team, though, is that they cannot let this result and performance dwell, because we have got still a massive run of games, and it's important, it's vital, imperative that we get these results in the league. There's no question about it. It's a reality check tonight, absolutely. The one fear I obviously have with this is this maybe the start of our bad patch of a season, and then, you know, Celtic have, you know, granted it's only been one game in the league so far, but is this the start of their resurgence? I hope not. And no much can be taken into the last couple of games there, but you know, the players just cannot let themselves get dragged down with this result. They've shown in games individually that they've got good character coming back. They've also shown last season as well, where when they have had a setback, they've came out all guns blazing, and the next team that I've got an absolute hiding. So that's all we can hope for. So the next game, another important one, is on Saturday the 19th of December. It's at home to Motherwell. We just need to get the points. That's, you know, by hook or by crook, sometimes if it's an ugly win, I'll take it, just to get over this result. But we'll need to wait and see what happens. Dave and I were meant to be recording this week, then we're meant to be recording next Wednesday, but it's been put on the back burner again. Not until the 30th we're recording, so we're going to have a massive run of games, which we'll just kind of skip over, especially this result. But so it won't be until after Christmas now, unfortunately, where we get the next podcast out, just scheduling issues. I'll be back, though, as ever, with post-match reactions. I have managed to get the website fully updated as well, so you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find out all our stuff. So, thanks for listening, and goodbye.